Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, how Meghan Markle is marking her 40th birthday in philanthropic style. Plus, why photos of Princess Eugenie's husband are raising eyebrows. And Kristen Chenoweth on her new gig and Broadway's return. It's August 4th. Hi, guys. This is People Every Day, and it is Wednesday. I'm calling it Woman Crush Wednesday, and I am dedicating it to none other than Simone Biles. She's on the cover of this week's issue of People, and in it, you learn so much more about her struggles this year, leading up to and during the Olympics, and also what went into her latest triumph, winning bronze on the balance beam despite it all. Some great stuff in there on new golden girl Suni Lee as well, so grab an issue. And speaking of the Olympics, the games are still underway and the medals are still rolling in for the U.S. So my colleague, Adam Carlson, who's there in Tokyo for it all, is here to give us the Olympic news sprint. Take it away, Adam.
The American runners, men and women, are racking up medals and blazing some serious races. Sydney McLaughlin just broke a world record earlier today with Delilah Muhammad, the world champion and defending gold medalist, also of the U.S., right behind her. They were doing the women's 400-meter hurdles. Sydney later said that it was a great, great race. She was just absolutely grateful to have that kind of competition. And Delilah said, you know, much the same. It's like having someone like Sydney in a lane next to her makes them both run their very fastest. But they weren't the only women out there breaking down barriers. We have Athing Mu, who is 19 years old. Athing ran her race earlier this week. She ran the 800 meter and became the first American woman since 1968, since Madeline Manning Mims, to win gold in the event. And it was almost comical, which I don't want to be silly about this, but Athing was so much further ahead than the other women for so much of the race. It was clear that this is a dominant racer.
All right. Later in the show, I have the best time catching up with Emmy and Tony winner Kristen Chenoweth, who stars in the new Apple TV Plus musical series Schmigadoon that everyone is talking about right now. We talk about that and Broadway's big return and more. So stick around for that. Now, though, there's some major birthday behavior going on. Today is former President Barack Obama's 60th birthday. Now, sadly, 44 has had to downsize his big party in Martha's Vineyard due to COVID-19's Delta variant surge, but I'm sure it's still going to be epic, and I still am looking for my invitation. But also, today is Meghan Markle's 40th birthday. The Duchess of Sussex is 40 and looking amazing, and here to talk about her celebrations and some other stuff going on in the royal family is People's Charlotte Triggs and Wendy Nagel. Hi, you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Janine, how are you?
Good, good, good. So there are a few things I want to discuss about Meghan's birthday. The first, her skincare, because good Lord, no, but the first being she got a birthday wish from Prince William and Kate, which, I mean, I was a little bit surprised because of everything that's been going on and how complicated things have gotten in the family. But should I have been? Like, was this expected? Wendy, what do you think? Like,
I don't think so. We've seen some of these moments where they're celebratory and they're going both ways. And so I think we all expected to see these well wishes, and there are some great pictures that they included in the post. And so I think it was, you know, hopefully part of this thawing that we're all hoping for between the brothers.
But they're also professionals on social media. Like, they know what they're doing. It's like, It's very easy to not forget to just send a polite birthday wish. You know what I mean? When you know that the eyes of the world are on you. So I think it's like they're very buttoned up. You know, they're not going to invite criticism by
for
not
sure
sending
that
one,
because
right?
That's its own headline. Like, no one said happy right. birthday to Meghan. So also the second thing I wanted to talk about is the new video on Prince Harry and Meghan's Archwell website. So it explains 40 by 40 initiative she's launching in honor of her 40th, and I have to admit I loved it. Melissa McCarthy is featured on it, so let's just listen to a little bit of that.
It's my 40th birthday, and I've got an idea.
I know what it is.
Really?
My first guess is that another photo shoot under a tree where you're looking very peaceful.
Peaceful under a tree is me every day.
No? Okay.
Are we finally getting matching tattoos? Are you finally going to do a Suits reunion?
Okay. I love Suits. But
I love that. Like, she's just playing into all of it. And Melissa McCarthy dresses for tea. Harry is juggling outside. Their dog is sleeping in the background. Just pure gold. So outside of this video being very funny, what else can you tell us, Charlotte, about what the initiative is about?
I mean, it's pretty nice, actually, you know, especially with the way that women in particular have been impacted by the pandemic. She has this idea that if she can get 40 of her influential friends to dedicate 40 minutes of time to, you know, contributing towards mentoring slash, you know, offering support to women that need to get back into the workforce, that they can create, she said, a quote, ripple effect. I think that's really nice. And I think it's most of all spotlighting the fact that women have been kind of dragged out of the workforce by these forces beyond anybody's control. It's a real problem. And, you know, just putting even any muscle behind fixing it is really valuable.
I love it. And she says on the website, in reflecting on my 40th birthday and the many things I am grateful for, I'm struck that time is among our greatest and most essential gifts. Time with our loved ones, time doing the things we love, time spent learning, laughing, growing, and the sacred time we have on this earth. And so she's, I guess, encouraging her very, very beautiful black book of friends. All right. So we can't talk about the royals without discussing a recent story bubbling up concerning Princess Eugenie's husband, Jack Brooksbank. He made headlines this week after he was seen partying on a yacht in Capri with a bunch of women in bikinis. Now, partying, you know, maybe, maybe not. Maybe he was working, right? So, let's get into this. And let's be real. These photos don't look great, right, Charlotte?
Well, okay. So he was there in a work capacity, right? It was for this gala that was that UNICEF was hosting. He works for Casamigos Tequila, and they were, you know, behind the bar for this huge charity gala that tons and tons of people came into Capri for. And so, yes, he's there in a work capacity. Apparently, a lot of the women in bikinis on the boat were work colleagues, people that, you know, were part of this Casamigos crew or brand ambassadors and the like. But yeah, I don't think it does look so good. And there was at least one woman who had taken her top off and was spotted in photographs topless. I mean, it's like, you know, it's all a pure optics thing. There's no evidence that any bad thing has gone down. But, you know, I don't know. It raises an eyebrow, right, when a man who's got a wife and a young baby at home is with other women and one of them takes their top off.
Yeah, so let's talk about Eugenie. So where is she in the world when this is happening and what's she busy with?
So, well, from what we know, Eugenie is actually on vacation in Ibiza. She's got the baby with her, and it's maybe not as sinister as it might look. It's not like she's like trapped at home with a baby and he's off partying or whatever. Like, he's going to join her on vacation. But still, I don't know about Eugenie, but it's like if my husband was on a business trip with his techie colleagues and the ladies weren't wearing their tops, I'd be having my eyebrows so real high too.
This is where I jump in because I feel like, you know, I'm not European. I wish I were on the beach with them. It looks like a fantastic trip. But I actually feel like there's a big difference culturally here. Like, I think over in Europe, there's much more of sunbathing topless, different attitudes about our bodies and things like that.
Yeah.
And so to me, it seems like perhaps some great pictures on vacation. We don't know the exact impetus for the boat trip, if that was a work junket or if it was just, you know, relaxing with some friends. And so that's where I feel like if I were Eugenie and that was generally kind of my view of the world, I would probably be like, I'm glad you're having fun, because when you come back, you're definitely going to do the late night feeding.
Absolutely. I'm actually trying to think of him like, you know, best case scenario, he's there, he's on a work trip, he's on a boat. You know, one of the influencers maybe that he's working with takes her top off. Like, in that moment, knowing you are, you know, royal adjacent and that all eyes are on you, there's probably a paparazzi. I wonder if he's freaking out. Like,
yeah, what's he supposed to do about it? It's not like you can change course once that's happened, right? All I can say is that on our team building trip to Capri, I'm not going to take my top off.
Right. And so other people have weighed in on this. Eugenie's mom, Sarah Fergie Ferguson, has come to her son-in-law's defense. And let's just talk about what she's saying, Charlotte?
I mean, she says that he is just a superhero in her book, that he's a great dad, he's a great husband, that he's not some party guy. She's defending him up and down and, you know, really has his back. It's obvious that they are like a tight family unit and that there's no there there. I mean, that's the part. I think that, you know, her coming out and defending him really killed this potential little mini scandal stone dead, as the, you know, Brits would say. And she's certainly been in this boat herself where she's not necessarily had that same kind of support. So it's really lovely to see.
And Wendy, I mean, our kids are too young, but I'm just trying to step into the role of a mother-in-law now. Like, do you think you would have the same response?
My son's 16. So at 16, I don't know. But I think, you know, I think, again, she knows more than anyone what it's like to have a picture taken by the paparazzi when you're least expecting it. And she knows him so well after seeing them together for so long. So, you know, I think that she's really speaking from the heart. And I think, you know, that's what any of us would hope our mother-in-law would do, right? Like, sometimes you're not really sure of those extended family relationships. And so I think he's probably pretty grateful. And especially since she knows that situation all too well from her own past.
Look at that, Fergie, just changing the image of mother-in-laws everywhere. I love it. Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, you.
Thanks, Janine.
Next up, Kristen Chenoweth stops in to talk Broadway coming back and why she loves playing a bad girl. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I am pumped to be on now with an Emmy and Tony Award winner who has done it all, Kristen Chenoweth. You've seen her everywhere, from Broadway classics like Wicked and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Now you can catch her on the new Apple TV Plus series, Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon?
Welcome to our little town.
Which takes viewers to a magical town in the 1940s. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, Janine. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I have to tell you, Schmigadoon came highly recommended to me from my colleague, Tom Gliotta, who's our movie and TV critic. And when he first said it, I was like, Schmiga, what? So I had to research and I saw that it's a play on the 1947 Broadway musical called Brigadoon. So tell me about Schmigadoon.
Okay. First of all, I love you for that. Just that in and of itself. When I got the script, I'd heard about it about a year ago and I was unavailable to do a reading. But I did laugh out loud when I read the script. And knowing Broadway musicals as I do, I thought, this has to be careful because we want to poke fun, but we want to do it with love because I love music theater. And when it's done well, it should be applauded. And when it's done poorly, we get made fun of, as we should. So with that being said, I am related to my brother is a chemical engineer, Mark, mm-hmm. and he is not a musical theater fan at all. He's like, I love you. I'm not going to hear popular again. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's Keegan's character. And when you get a call from your brother that says, I like Schmigadoon, you think, okay. We've won.
And let's set it up because Keegan-Michael Key opposite Cecily Strong, they are a couple trying to like get that old thing back, bring the fire back in the relationship, and they stumble into this magical town. And I have to tell, like, this opening scene feels like a mashup of maybe half a dozen musicals. So what did you think when you first saw the script and how did you prepare?
I was so excited because I thought, again, it's an ode to everything I love, Music Man, Oklahoma, like all of them. And when I first read the character, I said to Barry, our director, I've got to have the Mildred Pierce hair. I've got to have Joker lips. She's maniacal. She's crazy. I need to have it. I need to have the corset be too tight. I need her to be uncomfortable. I need this part of my character. And he said, go for it. Go. That's what I want you to do. A lot of times playing the villain, and I've done the a lot of people don't realize that I've played the villain most of the time, but I look like this.
That's what I was going to say. Like it felt, different, like, because, you know, you were known for playing these angelic characters as well, more so, I would say. But Mildred Layton, she is maniacal.
She's maniacal. In fact, just for a little tidbit, I did this for my own pleasure, and I don't know what this says about me, but we were in a pandemic pre-vaccine. We were in Canada, which are our friends, but still we're in a foreign country. And I'm doing an 18-page song without one cut. We are during an election. You know, we've got on our cones, like we've been spayed or neutered. It's election time. I'm playing the diva from hell. And I just thought, I think she holds the Bible upside down.
That is attention to detail.
That's what you call 14-day quarantine.
Yes. And so what do you prefer? If you had to, you know, pick antagonist, evil, or angelic protagonist?
Antagonist all the way. It's way more fun. Okay. It's way more fun. And even in Wicked, when I played Glinda, she was really wicked too. And that's not to make it about Wicked, but was part of the genius of the show, is that both are good. Both women are good, and both have the wicked part, just like we all do. Angel, yes, and devil. You know, we all do. But Schmigadoon takes us out of the world that we live in right now. And I dare say, and I know that you probably agree with me, Janine, but we need a laugh. We need a laugh.
And, oh, yeah.
And you know what? Check.
Nice. So how did it feel to, you know, return to the lights and the cameras after a year of quarantine for you?
Like water in a desert. Like water in a freaking desert. I had a lot of loss right before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But I was in mourning. And Sonnenfeld calls me and said, you've got to do it. And I said, I don't think I got it in me. And so on a personal note, Schmigadoon helped bring some joy, and then get to be with all my friends. Remember, I know most all of them.
Yeah.
And then bonded with Dove has played my daughter twice. Alan Cumming lives next door to me. And then to make bonds with people like Ariana DeBose, who's now like my baby, I take these certain kids on and then they become mine. Poor them. So Ariana DeBose is now mine. And, you know,
raising my hand to be adopted over here. Okay.
Come this way. Come this way. I insist. But it was a true pleasure.
So what does it feel like? We're gearing up for September. Broadway is actually opening up again. This is giving us a little taste before, you know, the big opening. But just describe what that means to you to have a stage available to be performed on again.
First of all, for all of my friends, it's a community. And for us to have our jobs back is going to mean a lot. It's going to mean a lot for me to be able to sit in the audience. The relationship between an artist or a character and the audience is one that I value very much, whether I'm on the stage or in the audience. And I plan on being in the audience and watching my friends come back.
Me too.
And getting to cheer. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait. And for people that say arts do not change, you know, it is not important in our schools or things like that, I think the success of Schmigadoon, the people that are responding to it, should I say, and I think that the Broadway coming back and the anticipation speaks for itself. It's an $8 billion business for a reason.
It's important.
Thank you for bringing it up. I can't wait. My boyfriend, he's been to 2 Broadway shows in his life. He's in a country band. So I'm going to take him to see Lion King, which the first 20 minutes, he's going to have a heart attack.
Oh, he's about to get the works.
He's getting the work. Guess where I'm taking him next? Hamilton.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So we're doing it all. We're going. We're doing it.
That was actress Kristen Chenoweth. For more on her and her show Schmigadoon, streaming now on Apple TV Plus, head over to people.com. And now, something to make you smile. Here's a little story about fate. During a typical day of playing the piano at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, Tony Valentine Carter was tickling the ivories in Concourse A as he normally does. Meanwhile, Carlos Whitaker, who's a popular motivational speaker and is followed by over 220,000 people on social media, was seated nearby and couldn't help but notice the beautiful music. He also noticed that most people around him weren't really listening or tipping. So that's when he called on his Instagram family for backup to raise some tip money for Carter. His goal was $2,500. But by the end of the day, after posting Carter, the overall total that fans donated skyrocketed to $61,000. Here's what Carter told Atlanta's Fox 5 about that life-changing moment.
When people do things like that, total strangers, and they hear my story and they want to give me gifts like that, there's thankfulness. Inadequate.
Just another example of how we are all in this together, as fate would have it. Talk to you tomorrow.